Information you care about. Wisconsin's Afternoon News on WTMJ.
A few days ago, I read something that was absolutely remarkable, and it was right on point. It was Brian Fraley, a Republican and the president of Edge Messaging, and Dan Adams, a local attorney and a Democrat, writing an op-ed piece that now has appeared all over the state about the need to work this together, work through this thing together that we're going through. Brian, Dan, thank you so much for both being here.
Hey, thanks for having us, John.
Dan, I want to start with you, and I want to jump to the very last line of what you wrote. This is what you guys wrote together. Respectfully get to work, period, together, period. How did the two of you decide to work together on this joint op-ed piece about the need for our politicians to work together?
Well, Brian and I have known each other as TV adversaries. We were on Charlie Sykes's, our old friend Charlie Sykes's TV show, as battling pundits, and we used to go after each other, me as the Democrat, he as the Republican panelist on that show. But I saw a lot of things that Brian was saying on social media regarding this COVID response in the state, and I agreed with everything he was saying, so I sent him an email, and we worked together this weekend to put together our letter.
Brian, how do you feel about the likelihood of the two parties coming together and espousing a lot of what you said after the events and comments of the last 24 hours? How are you feeling about things?
I am trying my best to be optimistic. I am hoping that people can look forward and not look backwards and talk about blame of why things are the way they are or why things didn't get done. Swallow hard and come together to create a bipartisan solution.
Brian, you know a lot of the Republicans very well. They're at the center of this debate, and they're the decision makers and the leaders. Do they have it in them at this point to set things aside and do what you guys are recommending, which is, hey, get to work on this together?
I know they do. I know that they are full of good intentions, and I believe Governor Evers is as well. And they need to just get beyond the hurt feelings, and they can fight about who was wrong later. But right now, they both know, both sides know, that it has to be a bipartisan solution, or you're going to have one side or the other not comply, not agree, and that's going to be the detriment of our health and our economy.
Do both of you feel the same way about the extension of the Safer at Home order? Are you on agreement with the governor on this?
Let's start with you, Dan.
Yeah, as a Democrat, I am. But again, that's not what this is about. This is about how do we have a process so that everybody has buy-in. Because what we don't want to have is another Act 10 recall situation where neighbors are fighting neighbors about public policy. This is way too important. Our leaders should be seeing this as an opportunity to become historic figures, historic winners and leaders who got us through this thing and who can look back as they write their memoirs or they talk to their grandkids about how we defeated COVID-19 and how we restarted Wisconsin's economy.
Brian?
I think that 3 months from now, they could be arguing over who gets credit for the great solution that they came up with and who did the heaviest lifting and who gave the most. And who that is how great things happen, is when you don't care about getting credit immediately and you just want a decent solution. Look, I have a lot of problems with what the governor has done and how he's done it and what information he has shared and not shared. And I have problems with how the Republicans have handled a lot of things, too. But it does no good for us to dissect that right now. We are in a situation now where we need to figure out how we are going to open up Wisconsin eventually, whenever that eventually is, what benchmarks we're going to do, how we're going to open it up, and still maintain to the best degree possible the public health.
I know you guys are both partisan, and I don't mean that in the way that now it has the connotation, and I so appreciate what you did, what you wrote, the spirit of your thought. Thank you so much for bringing this to the forefront. Brian Fraley is the president of Edge Messaging. Dan Adams is a local attorney. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It is 357 at WTMJ.